Good morning. This is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 31st of January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. Starting off with the punch, angry Kano youths yesterday hauled stones at the advance convoy of President Muhammadu Buhari, who was in the state for an official visit to launch eight development projects. Despite the heavy security presence on routes leading to Ahmadu Bello Way, where the president was to launch Galaxy Backbone Limited's projects, angry youths with sticks and stones reportedly attacked the president's convoy and helicopter as it flew above them. And still on the punch, on Monday, the scarcity of the new Naira notes worsened, with new notes being sold by black marketers at a high rate to people who were desperately in need. In Abuja, a currency seller revealed that he and his cohort sell 10,000 for 13,000 and 20,000 for 26,000. He also confirmed to the Punch correspondent that he could provide all the denominations of the new notes. And moving on to the nation, APC presidential candidate Bola Ahmed Tinubu has promised to provide jobs for the people of Akwa Ibom and also utilize the state's oil for their own benefit if elected as president. Speaking at his campaign rally in the state yesterday, Tinubu promised to protect the state's oil reserves from vandals. Also from the nation, following Friday's ruling at the Osun State Governorship Election Petition Tribunal, where the victory of Senator Adeleke was overturned, hoodlums in protest attacked APC Secretariat in Ede South and Ede North. The APC Secretariat in Ede South was torn down, while the one in Ede North was also destroyed by the hoodlums, who inflicted injuries on APC members. And moving on to The Guardian, PDP's presidential campaign director in Anambra State, Professor Obiora Okonkwo, has said that Atiku will grant the unconditional release of IPOB leader Nnamdi Kanu if he is elected as president. He also disclosed that the PDP's presidential candidate also plans on releasing all Biafra agitators in custody. And coming from Daily Trust, suspected members of the Islamic State of West Africa province, ISWAP, distributed large amounts of old Naira notes to travelers in the Lake Chad Basin ahead of the CBN deadline for phasing out old Naira notes. Daily Trust correspondents gathered that the incident occurred on Saturday along the Maiduguri-Monguno Highway in Guzamala local government area of Borno State. And finally from Daily Trust, Director General, Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Ifedayo Adetifa, has revealed that the result of the risk assessment of Lassa fever has placed Nigeria at a very high risk of Lassa fever transmission. Disclosing the information to the News Agency of Nigeria yesterday, Ifedayo revealed that in comparison to previous years, the number of states infected by the disease has increased. He further said that 244 cases of Lassa fever were confirmed in 16 states and the FCT, with 37 deaths and a case fatality rate of 15.1% recorded as of January 22, 2023.